First thing is Catholics that we need to know. We got to approach this with love. And if you or anyone you know is dealing with this, know that this is a safe place. Like, this is the safest place. And not from Father Brian or I hope from no one else in this community will you experience any kind of negative attack because of what you're struggling with. Of course, we all know experiencing gender dysphoria, any disordered attraction, is not sinful in itself. You're welcome here. You're loved. Just because you're dealing with this doesn't mean that you can't be a part of this community. Actually, it means you should be. Like, this is the place to find the help you need. That's number one. Number two is we got to know what the devil's doing here. It's not like he's made up a total lie and sold it to everyone who's struggling with gender dysphoria. He's working with something that's a universal experience of all human beings. See if you can follow me on this. People who struggle with gender dysphoria experience this sense that they are trapped in the wrong body. Is that not something that every single Christian experiences, every single person? Because when Adam and Eve first sinned, human nature became fallen, and we no longer were able to do the good things we want or avoid the bad things that we don't. How many of us have experienced the sensation that we're trapped in the wrong body because we can't seem to do the things we want? Even our Lord drew attention to this when he told his apostles, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. St. Paul, you know, really builds on this in Galatians. He says, the flesh has desires against the spirit against the flesh. These are opposed to each other so that you may not do what you want. It's pointing to this fact. The human nature being fallen is no longer in accord with what is true and good. Like, we don't see clearly with our mind. And even when we do, we have our willpower that's broken and we can't always act on the goods that we want. We're all in this boat together. We all experience disordered attractions and get the sense that something's wrong. Like, this is not the body I'm meant to have. I hope you feel that at least. If you've ever struggled against sin, then you know what I'm talking about. And you know that that's not what we're made for. See, this is where the twist the devil makes. Because we as Christians know that we're not made to be locked into this disordered nature forever. That actually, the transfiguration itself shines forth what's made, or what we're all destined for, and what we can experience in this life too. Sort of some of that freedom from sin. You know, we can begin to take on characteristics of that glorified and perfected body that we'll have, Lord willing, in heaven one day.